this, the bathing of the baby Buddha, this is a symbol of what we should be doing continuously. I have talked about this in the past, how we adorn the body of the Buddha. See, if you don't see this body of the Buddha, see, you won't know how to behave. You won't know how to purify, how to bathe the body of the Buddha. You have to begin to actually see this. It isn't something that you understand. It isn't something that you can conceptualize. But that's what most of us do most of the time. See, and all of the old masters talk about this. Toray talks about how difficult it is to truly see this. See, and yet, if we can't see this, then what do? We act as if. Then we perform, see, this most sacred ceremony of purification, see, of cleansing the body of the Buddha. And it is in need, see, of cleansing. See, what is cleansing? See, it comes from practice. See, Dogen gave a teaching for bathing the Buddha on the eighth day of the fourth month, 1246. And he said, "My root teacher, great master Shakyamuni Buddha, 3,000 years ago," this was his reckoning at the time, who am I to argue with Dogen, see? 3,000 years ago, this morning, descended from the heavens and took birth in Lumbini Park, see, as son of King Suddhodana. He took 7 steps to the 10 directions, pointed one hand to the heavens and one hand to the earth, looked to the 4 directions and said, "Above the heavens and below the heavens, above the heavens and below the heavens, I alone am the Venerable One." Now, see, it's interesting. I use this in the opening words, the Dharma words, see. 10 steps, see. Coming from where? See, what is this echoless valley? See, what is a valley that has no echo? See, 7 steps, see. And looking into the 4 cardinal, but all 10 directions. What they're talking about is you, see, in actualized practice. There is no point on the compass that you don't totally cover. See, Dogen talks about this. And again, Dogen is meticulous in detail. I talked to someone the other day a little bit about Dogen. And the very same reaction that I had, that he seems to be so caught in the details, tiny, tiny details, to where you sort of gnash your teeth and thought, move on, I get it. No, we don't get it. See, Dogen tries to get you to understand that there is nothing you engage in that isn't the activity of the Buddha. Think about that. For some of you, last night, think about that activity of the Buddha. See, what kind of adorning the body of the Buddha? See, and if you don't see this space, see, if you're still caught in your delusional thinking, see, you won't understand the absolute bliss, the freedom, see, of being able to move in the 10 directions unencumbered, see, by the 6 senses. Now in this, in the 4 directions, see, there's a koan, see, where a monk asks Joshu, if the supreme way has no difficulty, it just rejects discrimination. Discrimination, what are we talking about here? Some of you are in the process of discrimination right now. See, if you're talking to yourself about good or bad, right or wrong, rejecting this or grasping that, that's the discrimination that we're talking about. If you can sit simply in this state of samadhi, see, like the Buddha, see, at his birth, see, 7 steps, see, in the 10 directions, and I alone, see, am the most venerable. See, who is he talking about? He's talking about you. If you slip back in to the delusional mind and you try to understand this, you will never get it. See, it is practice. See, it isn't like studying for a course in college. Without practice, without penetrating into a deep state of samadhi to where you forget the self, this can be done. This is a necessity. And this is the great teaching of Dogen, the four points of Buddhism. Nothing else is needed. Everything else is just extra. See, snow in a silver bowl. See? Buddhism is the study of the self. To study the self means to forget the self. To forget the self means to be enlightened by the 10,000 things, and this goes on forever. See, I was talking to Mooj. I didn't realize his birthday was last week. See, he's 70. See, and we talked about it, and some of you have heard me talk about 70 seems to be a barrier, and that my friends, and I experienced it with myself, at the age of 70, you can still say 68, 69, and you harbor the illusion of having a future. But somehow at 70, my friends, and some of you know them, one of them was a priest here, two of them actually came from here, went into a despair. See, and they went to mood elevators, telling me on one occasion that they think perhaps they'd been depressed all of their life. And I didn't point it out, but that they had been depressed all of their life. That's samsara. If you live in the realm of samsara, you're depressed all of the time. See, it's called fear and trembling. You know that place? Exactly. See, but it's absolutely true. See, and part of that, see, is because we harbor this deep-seated doubt. Oh, I wish this were true. But, see, and this is the place, see, where we sweep the room clean. If we have to, we use the affirmation. I could take you through every step in Buddha Dharma, and it is nothing but affirmations. You vow to save all suffering sentient beings. How much more of an affirmation do you need? See, desires are endless. You vow, see, to master this, to take care of this. How much more do you need? If you're in fear, if you're in depression, you vow to release all fear. I vow to release all depression. And how do you do this? You go to your practice. See? A monk asked Joshu if the supreme way has no difficulty. It just rejects discrimination. Then what is non-discrimination? What is non-discrimination? See, I talked about this koan, I don't know whether it was last week or the week before. See, Joshu said, in the heaven and on earth, only I alone am noble. Isn't this what the Shakyamuni said at his birth? See, I and I alone. The monk said, this is still discrimination. This is caught, see, in the discriminating mind. The monk is demonstrating, but does not see the self-deception. See, Joshu said, oaf, where is the discrimination? The monk said nothing. If you see this state, see, where is the discrimination? The discrimination, see, is the dirt that has to be washed from the body of the Buddha. Where is the body of the Buddha? Can you see this? The discrimination, see, the picking and choosing, the greed, the 10 grave precepts that keep us trapped in the delusional body of a sentient being, see, tumbling in samsara. See, if you have the faith and the determination, you can work your way out, see, of this frightening place, this place of depression, this place that has no future. See, an interesting thing, isn't it? See, caught in delusion, you're trapped, see, in the walls of birth and death. Transcend, evolve, as Tom Campbell said, evolve your consciousness. That's what Buddhism is about, to rise above that, to transcend that. Then you begin to see the wonder a Buddha, you begin to experience the wonder, the bliss. Dogen said, "Great assembly, do you want to see the birth of the world-honored one?" Dogen held up a whisk, I hold up a katsu, drew a circle, and said, "The world-honored one has been born." In the entire world, in the 10 directions, in mountains, rivers, and lands, all the human beings and all the sentient or insentient beings and all Buddhas in the 3 times in the 10 directions have all been born simultaneously with the Gautama, the world-honored one. Do you see what he's telling you? Not one thing is born before or after this. What is the reason for this? It is because the world-honored one received Daibutsu's, that's great Buddha's, taking birth and takes birth. Where? Here, you. See, this taking birth. See, here, as he drew the circle. Do you see it? Do you see this? See, can't be seen. See, trapped in the egocentric mind. We'll conceptualize, then we'll project from the conditioned mind, see, into, see, this most amazing place, and we have defiled the body of the Buddha. The great one, the honored one, is it away from you? See? Receives, see, Daibutsu's birth, see, and takes birth, see? Receives the legs and takes 7 steps. Receives the open mouth and then says, "Above the heavens and below the heavens, I alone am the Venerable One." Ultimately, I should further state, not receiving any receiving of sensations is what is called true receiving or samadhi. This is Dogen. Listen to this again. Ultimately, I should further state, not receiving any receiving of sensations. See, caught in the projections of the picking and choosing mind. When that drops away, see, this is what's called as true receiving. This is the purification of the body of the Buddha. And this is called samadhi. If this is so, drops of water do not fall in different places. What is the principle of not falling in different places? There's a koan to this. It's quite beautiful. Do you see what he's saying? If this is so, in this state of samadhi, this can only be matured and actualized through practice. If this is so, drops of water do not fall in different places. See, what is this principle of not falling in different places? When Layman Ho took leave of Yoko-san, see, Yoko-san had 10 Zen students see him to the gate. The layman pointed to the snow in the air and said, "Fine snowflakes, they don't fall anywhere else." At the time, a Zen student named Zen said, "Well, where do they fall?" The layman slapped him. Zen said, even a layman shouldn't be rude. The layman said, "The likes of you call yourself a Zen student. The king of death hasn't let you off." See? Zen said, "How about you, layman?" The layman slapped him again and said, "Your eyes see as if blind, your mouth speaks as if dumb." Secho said, as an alternative, at the first question, I'd have made a snowball and struck. See, again, the slap. What smack? See, now you're seeing the entrance. See, freed, see, from the discriminating, picking and choosing mind. If this is confusing, it's because you are in the discriminating mind. You are picking and choosing. You are trying to understand. Do you want to see, as Dogen said, the birth of the Buddha? Then he drew the circle. Do you see? Right there is the birth. Nothing born before or after. It is the eternal. Most amazing. And this is what you are after you have thoroughly bathed the body of the Buddha. After a pause, Dogen said, if we do not transmit the Dharma and save living beings, our practice cannot be considered to repay the kindness of the Buddha. What is the principle of transmitting Dharma and repaying kindness? Do you see? Then Dogen answers, I will descend from the seat and together with the great assembly go to the Buddha hall and respectfully bathe the pure Dharma body of the Tathagata. Tenkei Denson said, it's right in front of your nose. Nothing is hidden. Don't you see?